Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show empowering women to thrive after the unexpected and create a happy, healthy, wealthy life no matter what your circumstance. Here's your host, Sharon Saylor.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Life Interrupted Radio. It's my weekend. It's Friday night. I am so happy the weekend is here. I hope your week went well. I had an amazing week. I had a transformational week, and I am so excited to be able to share part of that with you tonight. First off, I'm cozied up to a tea that's called the Impressionists. It's got lavender in it, and it's just the perfect way for me to start my Friday night and my weekend and spend the next hour with you. So I hope you've got something wonderful to cozy up to and join us, because I've got a super special Life Interrupted for you tonight. My dear, dear friend Roberta Bittman has agreed to be with us, and she is just a fountain of knowledge. I am always learned so much from her. She's a dedicated alternative healthcare practitioner, health and wellness coach, speaker, author, and licensed acupuncturist. She's the founder of the Park Avenue Center of Well-Being, and I see her every time I go to New York. It is absolutely mandatory for me to see her.
That's wonderful. I look forward to that. It's not often enough, Sharon, but, you know, technology is kind of helping us in the meantime.
Absolutely, because, you know, Roberta, I want to share with everybody that you specialize in guiding women to quickly and elegantly feel and look trim and vital and fantastic and all of that good stuff to help us find our true lives and abundance and all of that. And, you know, my favorite part is that, you know, we also squeeze in a little tea and chocolate at a time. So,
yeah, of course, definitely.
Thank you for being on Life Interrupted tonight. I wanted to have the audience know a little bit about, I know we typically talk about somebody's life interruption and how they came out the other side, but tonight I want to share that you've got an amazing telesummit coming up called Love Your Mind, Love Your Body. And I wanted everybody to know about that, because, and I know that telesummits take a ton of work, but why Love Your Mind, Love Your Body? What can we learn from that?
Well, that's really a great question. And, you know, it's so funny because I just kind of talk about it and, you know, and not really, and people really ask me that question. So thank you very much. You know, it's, as an acupuncturist and working with conditions and challenges that people come in over 20 years, you know, I've learned to recognize certain things going on even from a Western perspective, and also from the Chinese medicine perspective, which is really a very, I don't know, I love to say that it's like my secret formula, because it's like the best of East and West. One of the things that I'm always very careful to do when people come to see me, or the people that I talk to on the phone, clients and things like that, is to bring to light the importance of the role that the mind plays,
mm-hmm.
and in any condition. And there's an emotional component, a mindset that fuels so much of our success, or all of it, and also how we're going to feel at any given moment. And I think that, you know, you're a perfect like example of how one's mindset and emotional state and can actually propel someone through the healing process in such a graceful way. However, you know, there are certain, like, you know, pain or certain kinds of conditions that people want to know about. So it's almost like this is East and West to me. The body is more of the perhaps the Western component. It's really the research. It's the cutting edge. So I feel that's really important for people to have information about what's going on. And Love Your Mind, to me, is really representing the Eastern philosophy, those feelings, that those principles that have withstood this test of time and have to do with how you're going to live your life. So that's, to me, the best of East and West right there.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited for the Telesummit. You've got some amazing guests, and I have to be forthright and honest here. I'm one of them.
But... which I'm so happy that you're announcing, because I'm so thrilled that you're on my Telesummit. You have a message that we all want to hear about.
All right. And we'll be talking about how to be resilient when times are rough, which is part of what we talk about on Life Interrupted. And one of the things that I love about the Telesummit, and I will get into some of the things that we'll be able to learn from it in greater detail, but is, as I was going through the healing process for myself, it was all about information and being able to sort information and get quality information, get the real information, is so important. And then being able to sort through those things that, like, wow, that sounds like really good information, but is it right for me? And I think that's always critical, to be able to get so much information and then sort through what's right for us, because what's right for somebody else may not be right for me. We're all different. We're all wired different. Everything's different. And that's what I love about Telesummits, is you get so much great information, and then you can begin to sort through, wow, that's all fantastic, but what would really work for me right now? Somebody else might work in a little bit, but what right now?
Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because you could look at all the different speakers and feel this overwhelm and feel a little stressed, like, oh my goodness, how am I going to listen to all of these? Well, I've actually figured that out to help everyone with that process by providing a very affordable way to have the library, or to have the all the sessions available for 24 hours as complimentary, so that everyone can try and get what they can. But it's really, I don't want this to be a marathon. It's really a choosing which one that you think might help you. And so that's one thing. And the second thing is, there's no way that anyone would ever ask you to incorporate all of the information and advice and tips and trade secrets that are included. So one of the things I always encourage people, and I think I will, you know, I do in my own session at the very end, is I tell people basically that, you know, you can only absorb so much at this one time. And overdoing it, A, is not a good thing. And picking and choosing what's right for you, as Sharon said, is so important. But also, just pick one thing. Pick two things and let the rest wait until you're ready for the next. And I always like to say, just pick a few things and let the rest go and turn to it at another time.
You know,
it's all about setting priorities.
Yeah. But you know what I was thinking about, though? I have certain speakers or people that I follow over the years, and what's fascinating to me, I can think of a couple of people in particular where I've gone to several live events that they've given, and over the years, I'll pick up so many, just writing furiously notes, you know, and then I will go to another event and another event. And recently, I went up to the speaker and I said, you know, this was the best event yet. I've never heard you say, when did you start talking about? And he said, I've always spoken about that. But I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't in the place to hear it. And
that's right.
That's what I love about it.
That's so smart. Yeah. And there are some people, exactly, and I can hear them talk about their, and the topic is the same. The bullet points are the same. And it's kind of like I'm almost like anticipating what they're saying in a way, because I know I've heard it before, but I always come out with something new. It's just a turn of a phrase, or just a different way of putting the same thing. Or like you said, I'm just open to it. So totally, I agree with that 100%.
Now I know
that there's always something. Mm-hmm.
I know all of these people are handpicked by you, so you've got some background in what they share. What are some of the things that you know that we can look forward to? Can you share with us maybe some of the tips and techniques that we can look forward to learning more about?
Oh, I would love to, because these are all handpicked, and they are all, they're practitioners, holistic practitioners, visionaries, and physicians. And the telesummit is for everybody around the world. However, Love Your Mind, Love Your Body, especially for women over 40, is a little bit of a subtitle. And I've chosen speakers and asked them to talk about some of the their topic, and we refer to you, the woman over 40, to give you some specific guidelines and tips. So I just want people to know that it is for everybody, but if you're a woman over 40, you'll especially enjoy it and there'll be a lot of takeaways for you. So what we have here are, as I mentioned, I've met every single of these speakers, and that stands alone in all of my 5 telesummits that I've done over the years. I was very fortunate to meet you, Sharon, through one of my telesummits, and
yes.
You know, your message is something that I'm so happy to have over and over, but we met that way, correct?
Absolutely. It was
fabulous. So it's so great. And this is a little different because I know these speakers, and many of them are best-selling New York Times authors. They have new programs out that are doing beautifully and really approach health and wellness and mindset shifts and just feeling the very best that one could be from a slightly different angle. And that's what's so interesting. It's all about you and about how we could feel vibrant and healthy and fulfill a potential that perhaps we want or don't see for ourselves yet. And everyone has a slightly different take. So would you like me to give you just a little sampling of what some of that is?
Oh, absolutely. You've got me.
Okay, great.
Intrigued.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, one of our doctors is a best-selling author recently, and he's going to take a look at how your adrenals specifically, he's researched this, and he's come up with a plan on how your adrenals become burned out and what happens if they do, what to eat, how to get your energy back. These are very practical, but also give you a lot of background. A lot of people talk about adrenal fatigue, but no one really, very few people really understands what does that mean? What goes on in your body that actually can cause this to happen? And what could you do to prevent it from happening now that you know? So there's a lot of talk about how we can best navigate through stress. And through our hormonal changes and being a woman with a healthy sexual life, and whether you're single or married, or we go into all of those different options, there is somebody that's going to help us with style, like from the inside out. And this is a little bit of from the outside in. How can we put ourselves together in the easiest but most flattering way that will bring out all of our assets and keep us kind of current, up with the times. Some people I can get stuck in a style rut, and this will help to really refresh. There are some people that are, one woman doctor is going to talk about bone broth and how important that is for our immune system. Another one is going to talk about thyroid health. Another one has an institute who helps you find your purpose and energy medicine. And another one is a world-renowned researcher in gluten and what it means to be either celiac or, more importantly, gluten-sensitive. What does that mean for you? How do you know you could be? And it's surprisingly, you'll find out what happens if you don't even know that you are. Mm-hmm. So I think that is really important. There's somebody who's going to talk to us about healthy relationships, somebody that's a dietitian and is going to talk to us about sugar cravings. I mean, somebody else is going to talk about herbs for mind, mood, and memory. So this is just a little bit of a appetizer to give you an idea, a sampler, to give you an idea of all of the amazing topics out there that will help you, help one become more confident, become more resilient, because when you have some of the tools, it really will help you. And my main goal is to give people the opportunity to learn about options that they might not have known about before. They may not all work, and let them go if they don't. But if there is one or two, there are one or two, then that, I think, I've achieved my goal.
Oh, fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. And thank you, Roberta. We need to take a quick commercial break here, and we'll be back in just a moment with more of great information from Roberta and get into her story and ways that we can learn from how to love your mind, body, and spirit.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Life Interrupted Radio is sponsored by www.mindfulnessinactionbook.com. Pop over there now to get your free 4-minute guided meditation to reset, renew, and revitalize in just 4 minutes. Now, who doesn't have 4 minutes? So again, it's www.mindfulnessinactionbook.com for your free 4-minute guided meditation. Wow, isn't it great information from Roberta? Let's just dive right back in and find out a little bit more. You know, you mentioned this idea of change from the inside out or the outside in, and I was reflecting back on, I was talking to a friend one time about that kind of change, and, you know, they both are incredibly effective. When we change our outside, like you said, for the style of opportunity, we feel better. It's interesting to me that there's no right or wrong in any of this, that if it works for you to change the outside first and then the inside changes, great. Or if it works better for you to listen to some of the practitioners that Roberta's put together that talk about more of the inside game and it changes the outside, fantastic, right? There is no...
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. One of our sponsors is an amazing natural skincare company. Whether or not you're like looking at it from just having a new way to look at yourself. And sometimes they can be so easy. You know, things like, for instance, just, you know, to mention what you are, there are things that chances are you already have in your closet. You just need to think about wearing them in a slightly different way and just kind of like it's just a reframe a little bit and updating it because we just don't want to get in these ruts. Yeah, it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe. Yep, and it's just, and it can really make, uplift everybody and just make you feel differently about yourself when you walk into a room. It's just a wonderful thing.
Absolutely, and so whether it comes from the outside in or the inside out, doesn't really matter.
That's for sure. It does not matter. It's like either way.
I'm looking forward to hearing everyone else because I know that what you and I are going to talk about is how to be resilient when times are rough. Let's just give them a little sampler of that if you like. We'll just share about both of our times. I know you've been resilient in your life many, many times as well. What is a tip that you like to share with your clients on being resilient?
Well, thank you for asking, Sharon. You know, I mean, your interview is really very, I always love talking to you about all of this, but you had so many wonderful stories and different tools to share, and I'd love to talk about that with you as well. And I really enjoyed our interview, and I know that your listeners should look really forward to that. In terms of myself, my tip, I think, would be it seems really daunting at first, but once you're in the process of navigating when you turn around and you see, like, oh my goodness, I've actually gone through this, and it was something that I probably dreaded all along or was afraid it would be so terrible. It's not. It was a story that I had in my head about how, like, how hard it was going to be, how devastating, how it was just going to just have so much wear and tear and angst. And honestly, they didn't. And I learned so much. These opportunities that helped me be more resilient turned out to be amazing gifts.
Absolutely. As you were talking about that idea of daunting and looking back, it brought to mind pregnancy and pregnancy stories, where everyone, your friends, well-meaning, will tell you horror stories of, you know, things that, oh, you know, I blew up like a balloon, or the stretch marks never. And yet, I was thinking about that when you were talking about this daunting at first and looking back at how it wasn't.
Absolutely, it's true, and it's really funny because when it's women have this habit, and I don't know why they do. Maybe you can shed some light on this. And I actually talk to my patients and clients about this, why they feel the need to share so many of the negative things with other women. I think it's probably a camaraderie. It's like, I'm relating to you, and I'm like, you know, we can bond over the misery about this, and let me give you an insider secret. It really is terrible. Like, hello, I don't know about that. And I tell, like, all my patients and clients, do not believe a word you heard. That is somebody else's experience. I mean, in another life, I could be a surrogate because I loved being pregnant so much. And none of those things ever happened to me. And it was really, it was an amazing time in my life. So I love the fact that you brought that up about the pregnancy, because for some people, it's not that easy. And they may not want to do it again, but they did it. And look what they've got, you know? So. Yeah.
Well, I bring that up because of this idea. I'm glad we're bringing this up. It's this idea of horror stories. And I too, think it's a way, sort of a unfortunate way, but with women, we have taught to relate. Or, I can understand what you're going through because, and here's my horror story.
Yeah, right? Like, what's that about? You know what I mean? So I kind of, you know, I hope that people will let a lot of those just kind of roll off, because for every horror story, there are like thousands or millions of positive stories, but nobody really wants to pay attention to those. The things that people remember are the juicy, horrible ones. It's like the car crash that you can't turn away from. And the news, like, everybody wants the horrible story.
Well, I find, though, that we can be more service to our friends and clients and family if we, because we truly can't relate. Even if our horror story is similar, oftentimes it's like you're listening to it, it's trying to up your horror story to be that their horror story is more than your horror story.
I know, right?
But to be more service, I find that it's like more honest to say, wow, I don't know what that is like. I can't imagine what you went through. And give them space and honesty and grace, because even if my horror story is similar or upping the horror, it's never what they are going through, and it's of no service to horrify them more.
Unless they're just trying to be nice and helpful and say, well, you might want to anticipate this, or you could prepare for this, and this is what might happen to you. But honestly, you know, one of the things that I navigated through and that made me more resilient in so many ways was when my sister, we're very close in age, developed end-stage kidney disease out of the blue. And I went to visit her in the hospital, and I said to myself, I don't know what the heck these doctors are saying. She's going to need a transplant. These are not going to be turned back on. And sure enough, she did. And, of course, I volunteered, and we were a perfect match. But everyone was telling me, oh, my goodness, you are like in for trouble. This is going to be, the rest of your life is going to be compromised, and it's going to be so difficult and so tough to like recover from and you know, continued on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So P.S., that's what was in my head, but I went through this amazing personal boot camp to get myself in amazing shape because I wanted to spring back, and I was going to say, I was going to be the exception to the rule, you know, and I was gonna, and you know what? I was.
Absolutely.
I didn't have any of those, like, scary details happening to me or side effects or whatever. And she's doing great. I haven't had any repercussions whatsoever. Just luckily everything worked out. But, you know, I totally changed my eating, and it's really helped me help my clients. I've totally been able to think about what to expect and what people tell you to. And I kind of take a lot of that with a grain of salt and go through it. And it just made me just a really stronger person all the way around. And I'm really proud of and happy for what, you know, I was able to do for her. So that's just an example in my personal life of when, you know, things got a little tough and a little scary. Honestly, it wasn't like that at all.
Oh, and that's so important for people to know, because I find that oftentimes when we're going through tough times, we're like a sponge and we begin to sort of soak all of these negatives and naysayers and these horrific, you know, Nellies in, just like a sponge. And it's very important for our own resiliency, our own sanity, to be able to sort through, well, that's you, this is me, and be able to know who we are and be able to sort, not taking those stories in, as you said, take them with a grain of salt, not take those stories in as truths. Just take,
that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And be able to say, well, that's you, and interesting, fascinating, and this is me, and, you know, maybe we could say, thank you, I don't need to hear any more. But being able to sort out for ourselves, and you were able to, you went and you said, that's not me, this is not how my reality is going to be for me or my sister, and I applaud you. I can't imagine what it's like having to make that decision to actually give your sister a kidney. I mean,
no, it was not even a decision. She would have done that for me in a second, and it was not a decision. As soon as I looked at her and I went, okay, kidney transplant, it was like done. And the decision for me was not to be enrolled in all the negativity and the scariness. And in fact, what it did for me was it challenged me. I said, that's not me. It actually said, I don't like that story, and I don't think it has to be that way. So if anything, you know, actually the decision to give her the kidney was the easy part. The harder part was to kind of buck the tide and to kind of say, you know, this is going to work for me. I'm going to get out of there in such a fast amount of time, which I did, which probably a little sooner. But the nurses came to me and they said, you know what? You've won the award. We cannot believe that you donated a kidney like 5 days ago, 3 days ago. You know what I mean? And, I mean, people were just, like, really amazed. And I did my mindfulness. I had my guided meditations, which is one of your fabulous gifts on our telesummit. It's a guided meditation that you're so kindly and generously offering. The one that I had was really geared towards surgical procedures and healthy outcomes and positive outcomes. And I also, like, ate right. I didn't necessarily eat the kind of food that they had suggested for me there, and I was really resting and taking care of myself and just kind of indulging in that, and it worked out.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think we can take away from your story of how it worked out was this idea when you said not taking in all of the truths, even if they came from the medical authorities, as being right for you. I want people to take away this idea of taking that in, giving it the amount due that it's due, and then knowing what's right for you. I always say we're all different. And when I was given my diagnosis, my first thing was, well, thank you very much. And then they give you the prognosis, and you're like, no, that's not how it's going to be for me. And being able to do what you know that you need to do for yourself. Oftentimes, mm-hmm. oftentimes we don't trust ourselves. We give over so much power to these authorities that we don't listen to our body and our mind and what's right that we need to do.
Absolutely. That's such a good point. It's, you know, the white coat trumps all many times. Like, you know, that's why people's blood pressure goes up, you know, just by walking into the room. It's really true. It's a, you know, a authority figure, which in fact they do know a lot more about certain things, and sometimes their advice is well taken, and many times it's well meaning. What we're finding here from a lot of the speakers on the telesummit, there are many of them are MDs, and they've had traditional training. But it's interesting that so many of them have had these personal challenges that the medical community could not help them with. And so they were spurred by that type of resiliency and challenge to find other ways. And that's what their passion was for coming into this integrative field with their message for everybody to take. And a lot of it just came from the fact that they tried all these things, but it just either wasn't working or the side effects were like too great, or it wasn't the way that they wanted to, the choice they wanted to make for themselves. So no one's saying don't listen to your doctor. No one's saying don't go to doctors. No one's saying don't take the test. Or no one's saying don't take medication if you need it. I certainly do not want that to be the takeaway. However, right. There are options out there for you, for everybody, and these are just some of the safe, healthy options that if you haven't thought about it, or we say if one hasn't thought about it, then this might be worth a try.
Absolutely, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. I do, with my conditions, see medical doctors, and they're an important part of the healing process. And keeping the understanding, though, that a lot of the medical procedures or whatever are generalized, are not very specific. And I like to say, take it all in, do as much research as you need to do. Be very careful about who you listen to, and then integrate it into a whole system and process that works for you. And part of that is in building the resiliency and the understanding of. One of my big bugaboos is this idea of ownership of a condition, whether it's ownership of, oh, I'll always be heavy. I was heavy as a child. I'll always be heavy. Or
yes.
If it's ownership of a diagnosis, of a medical condition, and knowing that not making it part of our identity is an important part of the healing process, is making sure that we don't accept it as our identity, as I am. This.
Exactly. And so with your particular challenge or your journey, let's put it that way right now, and you're in the process, as you like to say, I'm in the process of recovering from that. And in our interview, and you know, something I'd like to just chat with you about for a second right now, is that you're purposefully and mindfully not taking ownership of it. You're not pushing it away, and you're not in denial about it. But you're not letting it define you. And that, I think, is the most inspirational thing. And it leaves so much room for your personal growth and for the healing process to take place. And we also spoke about, privately between you and me, it's like, we're in a hurry, I want it yesterday. So when you lose patience on that, how do you keep your resilience going?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. I don't have any problem with taking a momentary, and it's momentary. I tell myself, oh, you can have 3 minutes to wallow in self-pity. And then I set my little timer on my phone, and when the 3 minutes are up, I'm done. I know that sounds, but it's one of those outside-in types of techniques. I said, okay.
Right.
The inside says, you know what, you just need to pull the covers over your head right now. That's okay, fine. If that's what you need, you will be fine in 3 minutes. Here, set the timer, and then when the buzzer rings, my agreement with myself is, and this is how fast change can happen, which just always shocks me, is, okay, I knew that I could wallow in self-pity or throw the covers over my head for 3 minutes, and that was our agreement was, and then I'm up, and I'm about to take care of my day. And it's it's funny how fast it happens. If we don't make those agreements with ourselves, you know, I find I could be wallowing all day or longer. But
yeah.
Telling ourselves, okay, yes, you can have it. You can have exactly what you want. It's sort of this idea of, I know, I can have a tiny little piece of chocolate with you when we're having tea, but that doesn't mean I'm going to eat the whole chocolate bar or the whole chocolate store.
Well, that's so interesting that you mention that, because so many times, and I'm sure you see this with the people that you work with as well, they're so afraid to be kind to themselves and to give them things that they want, because they're concerned that it's going to lead to so many other things. I mean, yes, some certain people have addictions, or they have like opening a Pandora's box, but it's almost like, so what would be so bad, you know, if like somebody that's on a diet plan, let's just say, for giving themselves a little bit of chocolate because they absolutely love that. As you know, I'm a chocolate enthusiast, which is a nice way of saying a frequent indulger. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things, you know, that makes me really happy. And, you know, and it's so funny that you say that about the chocolate, because some people go through their whole kitchen and have a smorgasbord and eat everything so that they don't eat the chocolate. I can't have the chocolate. I can't have the chocolate. It's candy. I can't have the chocolate. So they eat everything in sight. If only they had that one little piece of chocolate and satisfied it, they would have saved themselves sugar grams galore, mm-hmm. feeling stuffed, emotional eating, all kinds of things, because they were eating everything so that they wouldn't want that. It's right. Kind of funny how that works.
It is funny, and I'm glad you bring up that point about, we're talking about sort of that middle of the bell curve. I understand that people do have addictions and things like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the sort of the middle of the bell curve of where it's, I find that if I do something, whether it is one little piece of chocolate or throwing the covers over my head for 3 minutes, if I do something that makes me happy, I'm so much more in control of all my other decisions. If I have this urge to throw the covers over my head and I take that moment and it makes me happy to do that, then I come out the other side able to go about my entire day without obsessing. And I think that's where we get into trouble, is like you said, if we deny ourselves that one little thing, whether it's a piece of chocolate or whatever it is we're obsessing about, just go ahead,
yeah.
If it makes you happy.
Right, and I think that's also very in keeping with some of the things that you know have been talking about, and that is, if you identify with the negative of what you can't have, that's what's going to crowd out all the other thoughts. Instead of like something that you can have, make that agreement with yourself, like you do with your phone. Like, I'm just going to have this little square of chocolate. And I'm glad you mentioned that fact that we're not talking about, you know, substances that could lead you to want to like relapse into like a full-fledged addiction type thing. So we're not really talking about that at all. So this is just one little way, you know, of just kind of like keeping to your agreement and moving on. And being purposeful and mindful and all that.
Because the mind plays this funny game that when things are resolved, and I let's think of a success. It's not about food or anything like that. Let's, you know, success. We've gotten a great big award at work. We'll think about that. And it's resolved. We're like, woohoo! You know, and then the moment's gone. And then,
right.
Because the mind takes all the successes as, oh, it's complete. I can file it away. But the things that aren't complete, whether that's obsessing about that little piece of chocolate or obsessing about that I didn't get promoted or whatever, we're obsessing about something, it continues to stay forefront because it's not complete. And I think
right.
That's the important thing for people to understand is there a way, they always say about, well, there's no closure, and that's on the big things of life, but that also works for the little things on life. Like, you know, in this
yeah.
moment, I just want to throw the covers over my head. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And it doesn't mean you're going to be staying with the covers over your head for months.
Exactly. Exactly. Always give yourself a time frame, because it's not about the length of time. It's let's, you know, allow it to be complete, allow it to happen, and then get on with it. And so that's why I always set a timer. And I have this agreement with myself. Okay, you get 3 minutes.
That's great. I love that. That's really wonderful. And that's a great idea because you're giving yourself exactly what you need at that moment. And
absolutely.
Then you can move on.
Absolutely. And I want to point out that my guided meditations are 4 minutes long, but my time to do whatever is like 3 minutes long. Never have any of that to be the same time because you don't want your mind to get confused.
So smart.
Because it's only a minute, you know, but it could be 30 seconds, doesn't matter. And it's same with our weight. If we're trying to become a different weight and we've tried to become that, well, I'll just like use the word 130 pounds. And we've tried to do that time and time again. And then our mind will say, oh, you know, Sharon, you've tried. This is the 27th time. Why do you think it's going to work now? And you know, and the unconscious mind is sort of like monkey chattering all the way about it'll never work. We've done it before. Why are we wasting time? You know what? Choose a different number. What does it matter if I want to be 131 or 130 and a half or 129.75? But it's a number I have
never.
It's a number I've never failed at. So choose a different number.
That's so funny. I love it. But you're so right. Because, you know, you hear so many people that are just like, you know, they have this number in their mind. And that's their goal weight. Let's just say if we're talking about weight. And, you know, that's what anything under that is just, you know, I mean, I guess over that is means that they're failed. Mm-hmm. Or it's just something that they want to do and they've gotten there, but then they gained it back. They've lost it, then they gained it back. But it's this like insurmountable problem that they just can't ever reach. So it's kind of like, you know what? That's not working.
Right. Let's do something slightly different. And that's amazing to me how the unconscious mind is fine with that.
That's perfect. I love that idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to use that. That's really wonderful.
Well, my gosh, you know, dear, you and I could just keep chatting forever and ever, but we're just about out of time. And I want to share more about the Telesummit before we run out of time. Give us the URL again. Give us a couple more teasers about getting us over there. And I know, and let's see, it starts March 30th, right?
March 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
March 30th, which is coming up, and it's going to go through the week of March 30th, and there are different speakers throughout the day, and they've just been 4 or 5 throughout the day. I don't want anyone to feel pressure, overwhelmed. There's time to listen to it for 24 hours after. And if not, then it's all available. It's like, honestly, I'm practically giving this away. It just covers the cost of having it packaged in a CD and mailed to the person. So, I mean, honestly, it's just so reasonable. If somebody wants to listen to them all at their convenience, like in their car or whatever. But it is a love your mind, love your body. And that is the URL, www.loveyourmindloveyourbody.com. So I think that it's going to be, I'm just so excited about this particular group. Each time I've done a Telesummit, I can't explain it really well, but the energy of the group is different. The themes are slightly different. And some are more like, have been like more financially oriented for business and prosperity. In other years, it's been, very much like diets and weight loss, although there's plenty of that here. This year, it's like the most well-rounded group of people with cutting-edge information and tools and tips to be thinking in a new way, to be looking at themselves, everyone in themselves in a new way, real practical down-to-earth information. And I'm so thankful to you for having me on today and for just allowing me to spread the word just a little bit more about the Telesummit. So my thanks to you, and thank you for being such an esteemed speaker on it.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure to have you on today. And I want everybody to be sure and go over to loveyourmindloveyourbody.com. Because not only what Roberta shared, but I also find that she's such an amazing interviewer these interviews are short. These are not, you're not going to be listening for a long time. She gets right down to the, let's get the nitty gritty here. They're all right around 30 minutes, right? 30,
yes,
a loose 30 minutes.
Uh-huh, yeah, they are. And, you know, as we're all busy. And we all are, everyone's time is valuable.
These are great. You'll get right to the nitty-gritty, right to the good stuff right away with Love Your Mind, Love Your Body. And thank you so much for being on Life Interrupted Radio, Roberta. And, of course, we'll catch up soon.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
And we need to take another commercial break here, and Life Interrupted Radio will be back in a minute.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
And this episode of Life Interrupted Radio is sponsored by www.mindfulnessinactionbook.com. Pop over there now for your free 4-minute guided meditation with lots of other great cool resources as well. So go find out what's over at www.mindfulnessinactionbook.com, and we'll be back to Life Interrupted Radio in just a moment.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Life Interrupted Radio, and so happy that Roberta could be with us for this time about Love Your Mind and Love Your Body. And let's all take a moment to breathe into that idea of what would happen just for today if I loved my mind and I loved my body. What would happen just for today? Maybe just in this moment, if I loved my mind and I loved my body. Isn't that interesting? What would happen? Let's take a moment and go to favorite place. You know the place you love to go. Breathe through that as you begin to see it, smell it, feel it. Maybe there's a breeze and the colors. What are colors are there today in your favorite place? Take a moment and enjoy those colors. Enjoy the smells and the textures. Maybe the light is changing, dancing. Just savor this moment. What would it be? What would it be like in just this moment if I loved my mind? I love my body. Play with that. I love my mind. I love my body now. While you're in this favorite place, let's move about and feel this body that we love. Feel this body that you love. Move about. Maybe stretch one way or stretch another. Curl up, dance about, float about. That's right. So I'll just take a moment. Relax and play with the idea of I love my mind, I love my body. As we take a nice deep breath, feel how loving your mind, loving your body permeates every cell as the breath just intermingles with all of yourself. this moment, we play with the concept. We play with the idea. We play with loving our mind and loving our body. That's right. As you're in your favorite place right now, what are you noticing? Noticing something about yourself? How nimble your mind is? How agile your body is in your favorite place? Noticing how it feels just perfect, just right, right here in your favorite place? As you appreciate how your body moves and how your mind moves, what else are you noticing? That's right. What else are you noticing? As you appreciate, have gratitude for your body. Appreciate and have gratitude for your mind. That's right. What else are you noticing? What's perfect right now? Perfect right now. As we continue moving our body in our space that we are here in the perfect place, moving our body and allowing our mind to wander and expand and play, our body begins to play and wander and move about. That's right. That's right. Perfect right now in this place. What a wonderful way to start the weekend. Coming to our favorite place. Noticing it. Feeling it. Enjoying it. How the light moves. And the colors that dance about. Those interesting smells that waft about. The textures and the patterns that you see, and reach out and touch and feel as we love our mind, love our body, as we play and enjoy this favorite place. That's right, our favorite place. Taking nice deep breaths to get in all of this. Just breathe it all in. Energize every cell of our body and our mind. Settling down from the work week and getting ready for our weekend. Preparing to play and enjoy whatever adventure we have planned, or maybe not planned. Allowing those adventures to happen as we love our mind and love our body. Just relaxing into this idea that just for today, I'm okay. I love my mind. I love my body. Just for today, it's all okay. That's right. As we begin to come back from this favorite place of ours, know that everything is perfect, ready and willing and able to come back, step back, and love our mind and love our body just for today, just how we are, knowing that we're perfect in every way, that it's all okay. Begin to come back now, knowing that everything is perfect, well, and just the way it's supposed to be. That's right. Come back now, alive and welcoming the day. Thank you all for being part of Life Interrupted Radio. And love your body, love your mind, and enjoy the day. Make it a great weekend, everyone, and be sure and join me back here next Friday evening at 7 p.m. for another episode of Life Interrupted Radio. And go make it a great weekend, whatever your adventures. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who is tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head into the world and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect ideal clients to your door and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, creator of Create Six-Figure Courses Virtual Bootcamp, and I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching a profitable online course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot for this free training at www.createmyonlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createmyonlinecourse.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.